John Woolman was a Quaker writer, a humble clerk and tailor. People asked him to write up documents. They came from miles around, till he was asked to write a will that treated people like they were things. He knew inside that keeping slaves was wrong. He could not write that part down. He wrote, "May we look upon our treasures, the furniture of our houses, and try whether these things sow the seeds of war. Clothes that we wear, our big homes and great estates, all the things we have can cause oppression, slavery and war." Woolman would not eat with fine silverware. He wore clothes plain and white. Slave labor mined the silver and made the color dyes. He gave up his thriving business to write essays and spread the word. He traveled far and wide so all could hear his cry. May we look upon our treasures, the furniture of our houses, and try whether these things sow the seeds of war. The clothes that we wear, our big homes and great estates, all the things we have can cause oppression, slavery, and war. Wealth is attended with power. It proceeds for its own sake, against the common good, at the expense of humankind. It carries on a cloaked in worldly law and order. And with these words, I think I know what Woolman had in mind. That we look upon our treasures, the furniture of our houses, and try whether these things sow the seeds of war. The clothes that we wear, our big homes and great estates, all the things we have can cause oppression, slavery, and war. May we look upon our treasures, try not to sow the seeds of war.